Hi there, guys. Welcome back to Attack on Final Fantasy, the Final Fantasy podcast where IP tried to complete every single Final Fantasy game using attack only. Today, we continue with Final Fantasy IX. If you hear some humming in the background, I think someone's mowing their lawn out there. Good on them. Well done. So, I'm still in Trino. I've done a little bit of shopping and some auctioning as well. I was part of an auction group. It was all very fancy, very, very high class, upper class. I got from there Pearl Rogue, which teaches level up, Fairy Earrings, which teaches level up and body temp. I don't know what body temp is. Reflex Ring, which teaches auto reflex. This is all to Dagger, by the way, or royalty. And Madowin's Ring, which teaches body temp as well. I wonder if Stain can learn any of that stuff. Bear with me just 1 second. Stain can learn body temp, auto reflect, and distract. Body temp and chemist, so I might see if I get out onto the world map and do a little bit of bloody grinding to get those quickly. Ugh, as we left the city, Marcus ran to us. He was like, what the heck, you leaving? And now he's back in my team, but he's at full health. Little bugger, so my first order of business is to kill him off. After a bit of grinding, Stain and Royalty are 19 and 18, and Stain got this ability called Distract. This lowers the enemy's physical attack accuracy. It's pretty good. So now I'm going to chuff back on into Trino and sort out the story there. Marcus has gone off to the pub and we follow him there. He said he's ready to get the super soft and the boss is waiting at the docks. The boss is obviously Baku. After we hop onto the boat with Baku to do some B&Es, we get taken to the auction house where Kuja is talking to the auctioneer, and the auctioneer is like, so how is Bemisia? And Kuja was like, oh, it's gross, a load of rat people, I'm an elephant lady, I hate them. But I did see that pretty girl in the crowd today, meaning royalty. And the auctioneer's like, oh yeah, you want me to send someone up? You want me to send a little someone up there? And Kuja's all like, no, it's fine. She did it of her own free will. I'm off to Clara. In the basement of the building, we get rumbled by Dr. Tot, who used to teach Princess Garnet back in the castle. Dr. Tot tells us to get out of here and go back to his tower, which is on the other side of Trenno, and meet him there, and he'll give us a super soft, which is very nice of him. After a bit of a conflab with bloody Dr. Tot here, he waffles on about Edelons and stones and things, how they disappeared from history 500 years ago. And he's got a way for us to get back to Alexandria because he's worried about the Queen and Princess Garnet. Katie is back now. She is in the background of this episode, so if you hear some rustling or some squeaking, that's her. Anyway, Marcus is coming with us and he thinks that he can get back to Blank quicker from Alexandria than Trino. I wonder if I can leave this place and go back to Viva Forest with him and my party just to prove him wrong. It has let me come back onto the world map. I reckon I could get back there, but it's a lot of random encounters, isn't it? Could I get back there? I'm actually going to turn random encounters off and have a look. Just curious now. Just so you know, you can't go back to the forest because a kid stops you and tells you the ice in the ice cavern is melting and it's too dangerous. So we've got to go back to Trino now. We are now in Gargan Roo, which is a unused tunnel that connects Alexandria to Trino by the use of this thing called a Gargan, which is like a giant bug, I guess, that skittles around on the ceiling of this place. And it's got a little basket hanging off it that you get in. So we began our journey, but then it suddenly was cut short because there's a giant snake in the way and the Gargan won't move past it, so we got to kill it off. We did enough damage to the snake that it ran away. Good times. And now we're in Alexandria. The scene in Alexandria is cut short because we get captured by those pesky jesters Zorn and Thorn. And now it's cut back to Bemisia with Sex Pests and the gang. So the plan is to head towards Clara to give him a little bit of a helping hand. And I've stepped onto world map and I spent about an hour and a half just getting everyone to learn the abilities from all the equipment that I got in Trino. Pretty good. We get past the sandstorm that's blocking our way into Clayra because it is slowing down slowly. And I don't know if I said before, but Clayra is basically a massive tree. So we're going to climb it to get to the village up top. Climbing up the trunk, I come across these bird things that can swallow the party members like some sort of fucked pelican. Does that mean that after the battle, they've got to sort of cut the party members that were swallowed out of the pelican's gut, I suppose? I don't know. So in this little dungeon, there's these sand waterfalls, sand falls, I suppose you would call them, where they will redirect the sand to allow you to go to different paths. There's a certain section of this place where I see a treasure chest and I don't know how to get to it. There's another section where there's little whirlpools of sand, and if you get trapped in them, you've got a mash X, and I get out of puff every time I have to do it. Honestly, I'm breathing so heavy right now. We reach a settlement and Splinter is taken off to see the king. And we're left to explore the town. So I wonder if there's anything cool to buy. Nah, this place is pretty boring. There's nothing going on except for a fucking Anselin's mauling a kid. So we jump into action and get asked to come and help save this kid. So I'm on my way down now. He's through here. So that's the Anselin. Ah, help me! And it's Puck, Prince Puck, the rat kid from Star. We kick it in its mandibles, I think it is. And it was doing this thing where it would counterattack every physical attack, which is a bit of a nightmare, but no one died. Puck ran off, and now we're talking to the King of Mimesia. There's a little bit of chatter about how Splinter can't help Clara, and Sex Pest is like, yeah, you can. And she's all like, oh, okay then. And now we're having a nice little dance, played on a nice little harp. The strings have just snapped, though. Oh dear. Because the strings on the harp snapped, the magic power that kept the sandstorm active has gone. Apparently this power came from a stone in the harp. Are these stones like the crystals in the old Final Fantasy games? I wonder. Then the scene once again shifts to Stain and Marcus in a cage hanging by a chain high above ground in some sort of dungeon, I suppose. And now we're with royalty again. Why did she attack Bemisia? Why did she arrest us like this? I must be sincere with her. Okay then. Garnet is taken to see the queen and she's all like, did you attack Bemisia? And the queen's all like, no, I didn't. And you get an option to either believe her or don't believe her. And I chose not to believe her. So she was like, you lying bitch. And then Kuja comes in and is like, shh, sleep. And puts Garnet to sleep. And then the queen's like, extract the Edlons from the princess to Dawn and Thorn. So that's what's happening now. Back in Clayra, Zidane catches up with Splinter and they decide to go and investigate why the sandstorm has stopped. So now I'm in control of Splinter and I've got to go to the town entrance. On the way back down the trunk, we run into some Alexandrian soldiers, which we take on and defeat quite easily. And then Puck catches up with us and he's like, guys, Clayra's in trouble, come and help. We get taken back to Clayra and it is in trouble. Black mages are attacking as well now. Oh, and Beatrix was down at the bottom of the trunk as well. And she was like, they fell for it. So now I've got to go through the village and try to get as many people out of harm's way as possible. And to do this, you've got to guide the first lot to the right, the second lot to the left, the last lot to the right. And then when asked if we're safe, say not safe yet. This will get you some items in a little bit. Everyone is safely in the cathedral, but it's all thanks to Sir Fratley who came and saved us at the last minute. But he's got amnesia and he doesn't remember who Splinter is, which is very, very sad. Sir Fratley has taken off and Beatrix has turned up. She has come to steal the jewel from the harp. Beatrix takes off with the jewel and leaves the cathedral. As we're leaving the cathedral after her, we pick up some items, stuff like remedies, elixirs, a couple of cards from people that we saved, and now we're going to fight Beatrix, I think. Once again, it was a made-to-lose fight. Beatrix beat us, and she disappears in this like little light orb with a black mage. We are about to jump into one of these little light orbs and taken up to an airship. Everyone except for Gordon, who doesn't like heights, so they just decide not to follow us. On the airship, the Queen summons Odin using some dark matter that I'm pretty sure they extracted from Princess Garnet to destroy Clara. So Clara is no more, completely annihilated by Odin. We are on the airship, so we're now hiding behind some stairs, earwigging on a conversation between a soldier and Beatrix at the minute. Beatrix is a little bit pissed off that she wasn't enough to take on Clara. Well, she was enough because she's been trained, but the Queen doesn't seem to think she's enough, and the Queen wants to use black mages and Eidolons to do her business. Beatrix is interrupted by a soldier who tells these black mages to teleport back to Alexandria, and Zidane has now learned that the Queen is on board. I'm back in control of Zidane. I don't know what to do. I don't know if I go upstairs or to the teleporters. So let's go upstairs first. Going upstairs and down a little corridor, we are treated to a little scene between the Queen and Beatrix. Beatrix hands over the jewel they've just got from Clara, and the Queen's very excited about this, and she needs one more jewel. She demands Beatrix to go get this other jewel. Beatrix is a bit dejected because the Queen didn't say thank you or any acknowledgement at all. Then Beatrix asks about Princess Garnet and what's going to happen to her. The Queen's like, well, she committed a crime. She's going to be beheaded. We've got all the Eidolons out of her. So that's that, really. When we get back to Alexandria, she's dead. Switching back to Zidane, Splinter and Cutie Bum, they've got to get back to Alexandria to save the princess now. And to do this, they go to the teleporter pods that we've just arrived in and get a lift with some black mages. And the scene shifts and we're back in control of Steiner and Marcus. We're in a cage hanging above the ground and we've got to shift the center of gravity. I hate this game. I hate this minigame and I hate the one where you've got to play, what's it called? That game where someone faces a wall and they turn around and you have to freeze. That one where you're the Oglop King guy, blokey, matey, the regent. Regent said, that's the dude. We've done the swingy thing. We got ambushed by soldiers. And here you could effectively grind Steiner up to level 99 if you wanted to. I'm not going to bother though. Basically this part, there's infinite soldiers that spawn and run at you, and because you've got the blood sword you can't die, so you get like 700 exp per battle, because you get two soldiers in a battle, so if one of them doesn't escape you get 700 exp, and that's quite a lot for a stage in the game. But yeah, I'm not gonna do that. I could, because he's got long reach to learn, but that costs 200 AP and that takes forever here because you only get 1 AP per battle. So I'm not going to bother, I'm just going to crack on with the story. Okay, I've got a 30 minute timer looming over my head. So Zidane has met up with Steiner after Marcus took off to go and save Blank, and we've got 30 minutes to save the princess before the Queen gets back to execute her. I did something stupid. I decided to take on the book in the library in Alexandria Castle, and it completely wiped the floor with me. So now I've got to reload and do whatever it was I was doing. Oh, saving the princess. On the way through the castle to rescue the princess, we keep getting ambushed by these Alexandria soldiers. They just run at you like bloody lunatics. Go away, leave me alone. And it's eating away my time. I'm now on 25 minutes to go. we get to her room and Zidane's like, where could she be? And then we spot this weird looking candle in the corner, so we're going to try to move it now. Hey, hidden staircase. Woo, down we go. Hey. Just picked up an ice brand for Stain. It puts his attack up by 5 points, but it does put his survivability down to pretty much, I don't know, zero, I guess, because he's not got the blood sword now, you know? So he can't heal when he hits, which is a shame. We made it to the room where Zorn and Thorn were doing the extraction on Dagger, and we thought Zorn and Thorn, and they've run off now. And we're at Dagger's side, trying to wake her up. Zidane is now carrying Dagger, and we are trying to escape the castle. Not that way, that's back to the cage where they get caught, so back upstairs, I guess. We get back to the room where we pull the candlestick, and Zidane's like, we've got to let Dagger rest a little bit. So he puts her on a sofa, and Zorn and Thorn bust back in again. With Beatrix in tow. So I guess this is another fight with Beatrix coming up. Once again, it was a made-to-lose fight. She beat us. She's very good, though. So after that battle's done, the princess gets cured by Beatrix, and the queen comes into the room. She's like, what the fuck is going on here? And then Beatrix is all like, oh, well, my duty is to Dagger. You know, and the queen's like, oh, whatever, Zorn, Thorn, have you extracted all the Edlons? And they're like, yeah, we did. And then she's like, what are you waiting for? Take Garnet and throw her in prison. Great, I'm so good at recapping shit. After all that happens, Splinter and Beatrix team up to take on Bandersnatch whilst the others escape with the princess. And we've just killed it in like 2 hits. Pretty good. But Zidane and co. do get into another fight with some Bandersnatchers, but again, they go down so easily. I should have made sure that Dagger had her proper stuff equipped. Let's do that in just a second. Oh my god, I hate this thing. This is like a little turny turnstile thingy, and because I've got my high speed on, there we go, let's turn it off. It goes really fast, and I can't press X fast enough because I'm an old man with a grey brain. Near the bottom of the stairs, Steiner realises that everyone's trying to protect the princess, and he goes to help Beatrix and Splinter. He asks Zidane to take royalty to Dr. Tott, which is what we're going to do next, when we've escaped this hell of a castle. I'm back in the room where Zorn and Thorn caught us in that cage, and I think there's a boss fight coming up. So I'm just going to heal up my guys, because it's just Sex Pest, Cute Pump, and Royalty now. Not the biggest damage hitters. Nope, I was wrong. We get our asses saved by Blank and Marcus instead, and now we're in Gargan Roo. We're on a Gargan moving at high speed towards Trino. And it stopped again. Could it be? Yes, it's Snake! Snake! Okay, I should have been a little bit more tactful there. Basically, this time round, the snake curls up in itself, and if you attack it, it does an earthquake attack. So I've got to time my attacks this time. I can't just rely on auto battle. I did it. It was very easy. The snake doesn't even attack unless you hit him as he's coiled up. That's the only attack he'll ever do. So, piece of piss. After that, though, the snake starts chasing us and we get flung out onto what I'm assuming is a world map again. The scene's just switched again to Queen Brane and bloody Zorn and Thorn. Oh my god, there's so much scene switching in this game. It's good. I like the way that they split the party. Like, it's a very natural thing how they go about the storytelling. But my god, does it get tiring after a little while. In the scene with Queen, Zorn and Thorn come to tell her that she's got some guests, but she doesn't want to talk to Zorn and Thorn because they're idiots that let the princess escape. The guests are bounty hunters. They are charged with finding the princess and getting the pendant back. One of the bounty hunters is like, is it true there was a boy with a tail? And she was like, yes, and you'll get an extra reward if you kill him. Oh, and don't forget the Black Mage as well. So, yeah, we've got bounty hunters on our asses now. And now we're at Pinnacle Rocks. Pinnacle Rocks is near Lindblom Castle. We were thrown out by the Gargant here. We get approached by Ramu, who is an Eidolon. And Dagger asks for his help. And he was like, well, first, I've hidden 5 pieces of a story around here. You've got to gather them and tell me the story properly. And then I will help you out, of course. So that's our next doodad. Our next step. Wajamajudia. After solving the little riddle that Rumu gave us, he decides to join us. Now, I won't obviously be able to use him, which is fine. It's just nice to know he's there. Anyway, so there's another cutscene after that part where the Queen is attacking Lindblom Castle and the town. And she summons Atmos to do a load of damage. This upsets the princess. We've just reached Lindblom Town, and we've told Cutie Bum to hide because of all the soldiers that are here that obviously want to kill Black Mages because they've just been attacked by Black Mages. And this is where I'm going to leave the episode. So if you enjoyed it, please tell someone about it. Let's see, who could you tell this time? You could tell your next door neighbor. Put the podcast on, turn up full blast, and then just scream at the top of your voice, are you enjoying this? Do you like this podcast? That'll do it. All right, cool. So rate and view makes everyone's dreams come true. I think that's what it is. I can never remember the outro. And join me next time when we will be exploring Lindblom and also some other stuff that I can't remember because it's been years since I played this game last. All right, peru.